This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day listeners, this is Les, VK5 KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's not long now. Yes, the North East Radio Club AGM is on next Friday, the 12th of July at 6 p.m. at the Modbury West Community Hall. All members and partners and friends are welcome, and there will be a $5 colour charge, and you are asked to bring along a salad or sweets to share with everyone else. And there will be a barbecue meal of snags, rissoles and kebabs this year, with Master Chef Sir Lunchalot wielding his tongs and spatula. Following the meal, we will conduct the formal business with the announcement of the new committee and plans for the coming year and reports. We have a great club and we need some new people to join the committee and bring along new ideas and input. Following the formal business, we will have a trivia quiz with general knowledge questions so all present can take part in the fun. So don't forget, next Friday, the 12th of July at 6 p.m, the North East Radio Club AGM. I hope to see you there. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday the 19th of July at the Fulham Community Centre. This will be AREG's annual general meeting, which will include the election of a new committee and a presentation from Grant to VK5GR on the Flinders Island de-expedition that was held earlier in the year. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicks off at 7:30, and everyone's welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom, and we'll try and get a recording of the talk for later upload to YouTube. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. An interesting tech session on what's inside a Z-match. There's six or more Z-match units or tuners that we were able to look at. Hopefully, anyone that's interested in building their own learnt a bit about what they are and what they do. Some very experienced people to explain them and how to operate them. Having a V&A to explain helped a bit. Don't forget the public buy and sell coming up next Saturday, the 13th of July, at the Marion RSL, same place as last year. Cost will be $10 per table for sellers, with two wristbands, and $5 entry for buyers. If you want to reserve a table, please drop an email to secretary@ahars.au and let Jeff, VK5JB, know. Catering will be available from Anthony, the chef, in the kitchen. We will have three door prizes this year. You'll have three chances at winning a Quansheng UVK5 brackets 8 VHF UHF handheld radio. A great prize. Sellers will get two wristbands and can enter at 8:30 through the back door with their wares, and buyer's entry is at 9:30, same as last year. No sales activity or discussions to be conducted until after 9:30. I still have badges for the following people to be picked up, and if you are coming to the buy and sell, come and get yours from me. Rod, VK5ZKR, Trevor, VK5ATH, and Christopher, VK5CL. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. Listen out for Shirley, VK5YL, and Paul, VK5PAS, on alternate Thursdays, but all are welcome any day. Check out the information on the nets on our website at www.ahars.au, and also have a look at the AHARS Facebook group page. And check out the news tab on the ahars.au website for every news bulletin that gets sent out. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. Well, that's all for now from me, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Our group has very recently reached a major milestone, thanks almost entirely to the efforts of Club President Peter, VK5BE. A couple of years back, we got kicked off the tower at the Bluff, which had housed our repeater antennas for many years. Fortunately, we were able to relocate the antennas to a smaller tower, thanks to the generosity of a local tower owner business. This resulted in a significant loss of coverage, as our antennas had to be placed quite low on the new tower. As often happens in life, we were recently faced with losing that tower as well, as the owner sold their business to another large corporation which could not guarantee our continued presence. Peter then approached the local FM station owners, who happened to own a nice big tower in the same compound at the Bluff. Peter had helped them out with an emergency breakdown, which he was able to fix and get them back on the air in short order, and that favour led to the establishment of talks re the possibility of our group gaining access to this tower. We were given permission to trial our 2-metre antennas on this tower, and that resulted in much improved coverage, possibly even better than what we had on the original tower. Peter continued discussions with the owners, and last week a long-term lease was signed by the tower owners and our group. This lease gives us some long-term stability, and with the right of renewal for another significant term, things are looking quite rosy. We have been given exclusive access to a hut in their secure compound, which will easily house all of our repeater equipment, and all of our antennas for 2 metres and 70 centimetres are now on the new, to us, tower. In exchange for this very generous arrangement, we have the task of maintaining the company's FM radio station, which will be easily accomplished as we have 3 broadcast technicians in our group. As this tower is locally owned, we are hopeful that Peter's hard work will see us secure for quite a few years now, and that we should be immune to the effects of corporate takeovers, mergers, etc. A very big thank you to Peter, VK5BE, for his massive contribution to the long-term welfare of our group. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.